Joining me online now from Toronto is Dan Verhaeghe. Dan is a blogger and a writer. He deals with social media, and he's been following the world of what's happening in RIM, as we all have here in Canada. Thanks for joining me, Dan.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Good. Dan, with RIM made an announcement today, or just this week, about they've actually given a name to their new operating system and talked a little bit about how it's going to be implemented. And this, a lot of people see this as RIM's last gasp. Do you have the feeling that RIM is really circling the drain and they have to make a big splash in the next short time, or their market share will be eroded so severely that there might be no coming back?
I would agree with that. I mean, the consumer perception's already pretty low. And they've made a couple of strategic moves here. The OS 7 and the QNX combined, basically, is something that would be like a little bit more innovative than just the QNX itself and what Apple's come out with Siri. So it's really something that maybe they can find a greater consumer base again.
So for the people that don't know, QNX is what RIM was building their new operating system in, which was what we were kind of what we were waiting for in the next wave. And they're now calling it BBX as their next generation's platform, and they've already started to roll out some developer tools for it. But essentially, the philosophy behind it is going to be all RIM devices, be it their playbook, be it any of their phones, any of their formats, are going to have one consistent OS, meaning developers can develop apps in one consistent environment that will run across the entire BlackBerry platform.
Yeah, that's exactly what RIM's trying to do here. And I think they can sell that in a fashion that's... it sounds innovative, that sounds better than Apple and Android, because they're taking the operating system and the upgraded QNX and they're putting it all together and they're saying, look, we just jumped the field.
So they're thinking that they left ahead. Do you think they have the credibility left in the developer community? I think that's the essential component right now, is if there are the apps, if there are the tools to use for consumers, they probably could come back to the BlackBerry or remain on the BlackBerry. But do you think they have the credibility in the developer community for people to invest the time to develop on this new platform, as opposed to spending the same amount of time developing for Android or the iOS for the Apple world?
I think it's true right now that the developers definitely are shying away from BlackBerry because of all the rules and restrictions and regulations around building apps.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to remember that RIM's also made 13% of those app developers very profitable, and they've made like hundreds of millions of dollars, and perhaps more profitable than the Apple and Android app developers.
Okay.
So, but that, none of that matters if the consumer base, goes away.
If they flee from the platform. I had a brilliant question and it completely fled me. Oh, the you mentioned Siri. You mentioned that Apple, which seems to be almost a game changer in the mobile space. So Siri is, of course, the voice recognition technology that's like a virtual assistant where you can speak to your phone and it learns and it defers context from what you're saying. Do you think RIM has anything in that area that it's going to be able to compete, or is that going to be one area that they're just going to have to, kind of step away from and hope that it doesn't become an essential app that everybody has to have?
I think that they could still get like beat by their competition, like first off.
Mm-hmm.
And like Apple and Android could just launch something in retaliation, and none of this would really matter for them.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for your time, Dan. And for people, if they want to read any of your blogs, you post regularly on Tech Vibes, and we'll put a link to all of your content there. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, no problem.
Have a great day.
All right, bye now.